Topics, hotter people
who gorgeous
are here to talk about the hottest topics. You know, not as hot as us, but it's okay.
Still hot.
Yeah, still hot. Anyways, I was just we were thinking that we should do an episode about Valentine's Day because it just passed. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a time for people who are couples to celebrate their love.
Yeah.
But every day could be Valentine's Day if we all just spread
love each other.
But this is, you know, a day to commemorate. It's also religious, but
it is.
Well, Saint Valentine.
But what's the
isn't he from
I think
something?
It's just capitalism.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just them like wanting you to buy more stuff. But hey, love each other. Hello. I actually like Valentine's Day. Do you remember like doing, did you ever get like those kits that you would like buy a bunch of Valentine's Day cards
yeah,
for people and
in
have
school,
like candy?
I loved giving out Valentine's
Me
to the class.
Me too.
Finding a random shoebox in your house and like putting duct tape all
yes
over it.
And it was, and you put your name. Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely loved that. But I don't know. I used to not like Valentine's Day because I've always been single and I've kind of just, it just makes me yearn. But at the same time, I think it's a really great time to just like celebrate loved ones and all kinds of love, like, you know, platonic love and stuff like that. But the first song was more about those butterflies you get in your tummy when you're kind of experiencing something new and that new thing might be a relationship. And, you know, I love feeling those little butterflies in my tummy.
I know, girl.
Right?
But have you been feeling those butterflies?
I felt them the other day.
Ooh!
And I just, like, genuinely, I was outside and I walked back to my room smiling the whole way. And I don't know, it's so, it makes me, like, I'm about to giggle or
it's
something.
So fun. We've done yearning before. Well, Nora's done yearning.
I did yearning.
I
Nora
slept
couldn't
through it.
Henry couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no.
Wait. Whoa. We mixed up our names.
Yeah, because I'm Henry and you're
right.
Nora. So Nora couldn't make it because of some.
I slept through it, but hey, she showed up and showed out.
Yeah, it was our first ever episode, too.
It was. I know, and the songs are so fire. But.
Yeah.
This
so
is
we're
kind
of
close.
Back. It's a little different because
yeah,
it's less about yearning, and yearning is a part of Valentine's Day, but it's not the whole thing.
This is more just general, like, love, romance,
yeah,
a little bit, yearn. I think all
I
these
definitely
components.
Definitely am yearning.
Oh, girl, I'm yearning too, and you know it. I yearned today, I yearned yesterday, and I've yearned for most of my life.
I have yearned, I yearn, I will yearn. I am yearning.
I yearn. I yearned. I yearned. I yearn. I yearning. I yearns.
Hi, I'm Henry, and I use the yearn series.
Yeah, I go by yearn, yearn, yearns.
I go by yearns, yearn self.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways, we're going to play the next song.
So
I
you're
hope you like
listening...
Slave A to start that out for
yes,
you guys.
Yes, that really set the mood. On WMFO Medford, WMFO
You're listening
in
to WMFO in Medford. Wait, I'm about to do something. Medford, Massachusetts. I used to have a really good Siri voice when I was little. That's what I was trying to do, but I can't do it anymore.
That's special.
That's...
Honey.
I'm done.
Anyways. But we have a really... I have a really
Medford
fun one next. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're feeling hot. Cause got lit.
Hey.
Wait, what's going on? Everyone get lit.
You tonight.
my goodness.
Mayhay. Girl, what the
hell? That song is so good. And it's all just about love. It's so simple. It's just, I've never known someone like you. Tangled in love, stuck by you. Wait, this also reminds me of another song she wrote. She was like, oh, you're stuck on the bottom of my shoe like gum or something. Yeah. I don't know. And I just think that's such a parallel. But I picked this song and not the Claro version because this song came out first and it came out last year on around Valentine's. And it was my most listened to song of 2024. And because this song, it's so light and happy. And I think about it, about people I have crushes on. I think about it in regards to my friends. I think about it in regards to my family. I think about it in regards to anybody. Like, yeah. It's just such a perfect song to love. And I listened to this, y'all, on the Stairmaster. And as soon as I heard the dun 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 dun, like, I have songs. Oh, excuse me. Remember when I had the hiccups last week?
Oh my god.
I kept taking things.
I don't love that.
So I was on the stair. So I was on the Stairmaster and that song came on and I was like, I was gonna stop and that song came on and I had to.
No, that's
going.
When the grind starts.
That's when the grind starts.
That's when I lock in.
Yeah.
You get the Biba Doobie on the function. I'm about to.
Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie. I'm about to be on the Stairmaster for like 400 years if that song comes.
Do you want to go to the gym with me tomorrow morning on the Stairmaster, please?
No, but I might go for a run.
Okay. I'm not running in this ice. You mean run on the treadmill? You can do sprints with me on the treadmill.
It's just so far. Why are we doing our planning right now?
I'm yearning for the gym. It's
Valentine's
for a
Day. I need to lock in. I'm yearning for a partner.
Let's talk about that.
First and foremost, Valentine's Day is for the partners. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's for the couples.
It's for the couples. And we went out on the town on Friday night, and I saw a lot of more couples than I expected. I thought it was going to be like couples staying in or going on like dates. But
oh, you're right.
I saw a lot of couples.
I didn't notice.
Which I was both like bitter, obviously, but then at the same time, I'm like, girl, good for you. Like, girl, what the hell everyone do? Like, I'd do the same thing. But, basically, yeah, I don't, it's for the couples. And I yearn for that, but like, I'm also here for it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We're going to have some more deep questions in the next songs.
I know. We're just
settling y'all in. We've
got them
written down, but we're just settling you guys into this yearning feeling. You got to, you know, sink into it.
Although,
feel the love.
The yearn is definitely on this next song. I chose this next song from my favorite artist of all time.
Bon Iver?
No, my God. You and this Bon Iver.
What?
Perception of me. That is not my favorite
you
artist, girl.
You love Bon Iver. Who's your
I'll
favorite
eat
artist?
Up Bon Iver. We Ben knew who my
Ethel
favorite
Kane?
Artist. No. Although I love Ethel Kane.
Yeah, who?
You'll find out.
Sufjan Stevens.
No. Oh, my God.
Who?
You'll find out. And
wait,
this song.
It's not those three. I've been living a lie.
You have been living a lie.
Who
we
is it?
Saw
Tell
her
me.
Together.
Biba Doobie Claro?
Not together. Yes. Girl, I've loved Claro since 2015.
I didn't know.
I literally have. I'm sorry, I'm not gatekeeping, but I've been on this Claro grind since before she was on Spotify.
It's
I listened
okay.
to her
you
when she was
gatekeep.
On SoundCloud, and that was my
know.
Stuff. When she came out with Pretty Girl, I watched that video and I remember when it came out. But I used to listen to her when I was in like sixth grade, and people. Told me that she was weird. They were like, wow, that's like weird music. And I was like, girl,
no,
you don't get it.
No, it's bedroom pop. You don't understand bedroom pop.
Jail. Literally jail.
Turn my mic
Death
off.
To them all.
Hey, girl.
Have you seen
Play
the
song.
Wait, have you seen the Wendy Williams in the window getting interviewed because she's in like a prison?
No, she went to prison?
No, she's in like a mental facility, but they're locking her
what?
Up. And she had to FaceTime. She had to call.
Can we talk about this off air?
Yeah. But anyways, this next song is by Claro and it's Yearn, Ultimate Yearn. And I listen to this album, Immunity, every time I yearn for someone. And in fact, tonight I'm for sure... going to listen to it.
And yearn for some.
And yearn. Because, okay, I'm not playing Bags, but I've heard of people using Bags, her song, Bags of Festing or something. It's like something where you like listen to it and you use it to like think about someone. Y'all doing too much. But I just listened to Immunity.
Those are the same people who shift to Hogwarts and date Draco Malfoy.
Wait, I did that. Just kidding. Okay, girl, enjoy this.
Say this song.
Play this song.
I'm nervous, couldn't tell you why. Touching me hands will warm up this. And I know I could turn a blind eye. Afraid of what I'm gonna find. Does it really have to be this way?
Though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Ha ha ha. That's the point, isn't it? Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, changing the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affects your reaction times most dangerously when you're faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and to others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver.
Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination instead of worrying about whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. For this next song, I want you guys to, when she says, you know, the one line, he said, baby, that's what he called me. I love you. I just want you to think about that person you yearn for and understand this line and just sit with that feeling.
Don't make
because
me
that's
do
what Valentine's
that.
Is about. That's my instruction for you. We have discussion after this.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember. About Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight I'll leave my light on, 'cause I get lonely when it's out and I miss you right about now.
I went and thought of
Wow.
That we say wow after like every song.
Because I forget about it every time.
This song makes me feel like it's a hot, like a warm summer evening and I'm in a field. And like there's mosquitoes, but they're not bothering me. Like it's a little buggy, but like it doesn't matter.
And the grass is kind of tickling your legs.
It's like a little damp.
Yeah. And I'm wearing a button up.
Yeah. And I'm wearing like a dress.
And shorts.
Yeah.
But that's new Bon Iver for his upcoming album that's coming out in like April. And I love it. It's so dancey. It's so fun. And
what are you going to say? I didn't have a word.
I mean, it's called Everything is Peaceful Love. And I feel like it is just everything. It's peaceful.
That song could have gone on our God episode, our episode about God. Like I would have smack dab put that right there.
Really?
Because God is love.
This is such a love. I guess, yeah, that works. God is
everything
love.
Is peaceful love.
But wait, if love is God, if God is love is God? Whoa.
What?
If God is love God?
I think the feeling of love for someone. So I'm not like a firm believer in this, but this is what was like preached to me as a kid. But like God is love and it's that low vibration. Like there is a, like scientifically there is, this is not our God episode. Okay. I have a question for you. Okay, I digress. I have a question for you, Nora. Mm,
yes, Henry.
So I was just kind of brainstorming today and I thought, why do we yearn for romantic love more than platonic? Like everyone who's single is like, oh, I want a boyfriend, I want a girlfriend, like I want a partner. And I kind of thought, is it like a biological thing in the way that we need like partners and like families and like biologically we're made to like we're not created to reproduce, but like that's just how it's always been when we were like apes. And then follow up, is it because we need witnesses to our lives? Maybe we want to have that, you know, kind of validation there for you always. Or is it just soulmates are real?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, obviously there are certain like drives in us that cause us to like, you know.
Yeah, my pheromones.
Yearn for, yeah. You're pheromone maxing right now?
Right now?
Have you heard of that?
No.
People don't shower.
They get stinky and call it pheromones?
It's like their pheromone max, because when you shower, it like gets rid of that. I can't.
Pheromones? No.
Girl, that's not going to get you a Valentine. If you're pheromone maxing.
If you're stinky, no one's going to. Sorry if there's stinky people out there.
Sorry to all the stinky people.
But I know you guys watching I know you guys listening to us. I know you guys listening aren't stinky because we only have really hot listeners.
Yeah. I know you smell like roses.
I know y'all smell like the roses that you were gifted. I bet you have Valentine's. So I'm going to come clean. I'm going to come clean. I don't have a Valentine this year.
Me neither.
The reason is because, you know, so many people asked me and I got sent so many flowers and like chocolates that honestly, my roommate got just as fed up as me. She said, this is taking up all our space. This is impeding on our daily lives. And I thought, you're right, this needs to come to an end. So, you know, I put on my Instagram story. Sorry, because, you know, I can't go tell everyone individually. It's too many people to count.
Yeah.
So I, you know, posted it on my Instagram story. And I was like, sorry, guys, I'm not doing accepting a Valentine this year. Yeah. Everybody was so bummed. But, you know, it had to be that way. It was a little overwhelmed. So it gets so overwhelming. Yeah. Everybody wanting to love me.
Yeah.
When I only have so much love to give. I have so much love, but I'm really just looking to give it to one person. And just none of the people that asked me were that person for me.
Yeah, I get that. I got a
lot. Also, I love me.
I got a lot of applicants. And that was it. I was like, literally Valentine's Day, I was like, okay, I'm going to pick one. And then I woke up that morning and I saw myself in the mirror. And then I ended up standing in the mirror for, I think, 12 hours.
Okay.
Which was not even that long for me.
Yeah.
But I just got so mesmerized, and then I finally said, "Girl, you're my Valentine.
You're your own Valentine, practicing self love.
Hello.
Also, if I was you, and I looked in the mirror, I'd be my own Valentine too.
Henry, if I was you, I'd do the same thing. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're my Valentine right
you're
now.
You're my Valentine.
My Shayla.
Sorry.
But back to your question, I really like the idea of like needing people to witness your life. I don't like love that, because obviously it's like if the tree falls in the middle of the forest, like, can you hear it? Does it make a sound?
Run, forest, run.
Does it make a sound?
Yeah,
and like, yes, it does. Yes,
it
you
does.
Matter. But at the same time, like,
people associate being single with being lonely all the time, and that's not
that's
true.
So
but at the
not
same
true.
Time, because it's such a big association, it's
you
like,
can feel
it's,
that.
It's yeah.
I think people say that all the time to make people feel better about feeling single, which it can be true. Oh, I'm single and I enjoy being single, but at the same time, it's also normal to like want that and yearn for it, because there's ways people can. In romantic ways or in certain ways, people can understand you in a different way.
Yeah.
Which can make you feel different things and experience life a little differently.
They can see you in a different light.
But we also don't need that. It goes both ways. And I think...
Yeah.
Don't hate on people for being in a couple, because when they're in a couple, like, unless it's a bad relationship...
Yeah.
It's a way someone to be able to understand themselves through another person and to understand their world through the other person.
Mm-hmm.
But... At the same time, like, you can be single and still do that. And you could also still do that with, like, friends, family, everyone.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways to love people and to experience life through love.
Yeah. But at the same time, it also feels so good to be loved in such a special way by just one. I mean, unless you're polyamorous, but...
Hey.
It just feels so good to be... loved in a different way than other people do too. Like, it's just like a special, like, separate thing in your life.
It's so hard to explain, and like I keep seeing videos about how people are saying, oh, like, you shouldn't be with the person who gives you butterflies because that's anxiety. But I disagree with that. I love the feeling of butterflies. It's like such a...
It's like nervous, good.
It's such a jittery feeling, and it makes you feel so alive. Like, you feel so like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, everything just stops and time is just like a moment. But I just...
I think of it less as anxiety and more of attraction.
It's attraction. It's adrenaline. Like, I feel like energy. Yeah. I like, feel excited. Like, it's sort of like
I'm excited to love.
That's special. Someone out there, I'm sending love.
Hmm.
To all my special people... That makes me sound crazy.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Me neither. I don't. I don't.
I think you can have multiple soulmates. I don't think there's one person out there in the world that's like your designated, like, destined person. But I think there are people out there who match your freak, who sync up with you.
Yeah.
And can really, like, fit, like, a puzzle piece. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be a soulmate in a sense, but in the way that we mean soulmates most of the time, I don't think there's like that one person that you will find once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Because that raises the stakes. That doesn't make it as fun.
I agree. Let me see. What's the next song? Oh, this song I used as... Okay. For a supplement, I applied to University of Vermont, and they said write about like a song or something that has meaning to you and how you like connect it to whatever. And I picked True Blue by Boy Genius, and I connected it to my best friend Lauren, who's now at the University of Vermont.
Aww.
And
shout out Lauren.
I just talked about how we've been through so much together, and this is kind of more on like platonic love. They have this line, it feels so good to be known so well. And I genuinely think Laura knows me better than I know myself. And she'll say things to me and I won't realize it at the time. And then I'll think back on that situation later and I'll be like, she was right. And I don't know. I think the song, you know, verbalizes it perfectly. So
yeah. Beautiful song.
You guys
song.
Are going to hear a great song. Thank you.
Came down. from above. He led me to you. He led me to you. He built a bridge to your heart all the way. How many times love inside I can say. When I was led to you, I knew you were the one for me. I swear the whole world could feel my heartbeat. When I lay eyes on you,
Wait, I had to hold my back. I had to hold myself back from saying wow. But I'm sorry, that deserves a wow. Hello.
That gets Sade. Five big wows.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Sorry.
Tweakers.
So now we're going to talk a little bit about love languages and what love languages we like to receive and what love languages we tend to, you know, give to other people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were talking about this off air about how, like, we're all kind of a mix, but I guess if we had to pick, what would it be? What about you, Nora?
I would say to receive, I don't know. I mean, I think quality time's my biggest one.
Yeah.
I'm not big on the gifts because I feel like gifts can feel iffy. I don't really always enjoy a gift. I love a gift. If you want to give me a gift, give me a gift. But like, it's not my number one thing. But I would say like quality time and then maybe physical touch. I feel like those two kind of coincide with sort of just like a presence of someone, like being there for you and with you at the same time. Yeah, and to give probably acts of service or quality time.
Yeah.
Like I like helping people out or just spending time with people.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. What about you, Henry?
Hi, my name's Henry, and Nora's looking at me like a freak right now. Okay. Basically, I don't know. I feel like receiving affection for me is so awkward and I'm really bad at it of all kinds. And I'm thinking about like how I've received love in the past from like past partners, and receiving gifts was like nice. I don't know. I feel like I'm the kind of girl where acts of service, I'm just like, no, let me be independent. Let me do things on my own. Like, let me do this. But if someone like cooks me something,
yeah,
then I'm going to love that. Or like makes me a bouquet of flowers. Like it's that kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, words of affirmation, I don't know. I feel so neutral about all of these, but I really like quality time and honestly, quality time and acts of service. Physical touch is smaller, but I feel like if I'm like hanging out with someone and there's just like a hand on the back, I just get butterflies. Yeah. And I love that. And
hand
like,
placement, ladies. Hello.
And to give, I feel like I don't do this often, but I get really excited when I do acts of service for people. Like if I cook someone something, I get really excited about it. And I definitely do. I like words of affirmation and quality time.
Low key, like, I'm thinking about it. I'm taken aback. I like gifts. And I like when people, like, make stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I low key just like all of them.
Honestly, I would say I'm definitely stronger in giving people acts of service because whenever I've liked someone a lot, I've made a playlist for them. And
yes.
I will send it to them.
I love when people make playlists.
And I just want somebody to make a playlist for me. But
me too.
I always make playlists for my friends and stuff.
I love sending the songs back and forth. Have you ever done that with someone?
Kind of, yeah. And there's subliminal messages. One time I had a crush on my best friend and one of my best friends, and so I put subliminal messages in a playlist that I made for her or like her birthday or something, and she totally picked up on them, but neither of us said anything, and now we're just friends, which is fine because it was definitely needed to stay that way. But I think it's funny. I love putting subliminal messages and stuff.
Yeah.
So this next song is another Claro song, and it's called Sexy to Someone, because
that's part of it.
Being sexy to someone is like you won.
Yeah.
Like you won life. And I don't know how to describe it, but just being, I don't know. I have this feminine urge to be like a little mysterious and a little sexy.
Yeah, I agree.
Even on a regular day. Like if my hair's in a messy bun, it's falling out a little bit on my face, or like if I, you know, what's sexy. I don't know.
I feel like this song,
if I have ballet flats on instead of sneakers and it's a little sexy, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just think you go.
This song and Claro kind of, for me, in her like current sort of like what she's doing like stylistically and just like her being so stunning, which she should come and join us because she's hot like us.
Yeah, I agree.
I think she's listening. She texted me earlier.
Oh, okay.
But
she FaceTimed me earlier twice.
Oh, so she was over my dorm last night. So.
Oh.
Anyway, but she,
if any hot people you know, or if you're hot, want to come on our show at 2
or
in the
call
morning,
in.
Or call in, feel free to do that. But you have to be hot, because.
And if you do that, you'll be even
it's
hotter.
The rule. Yeah. So Hot Topics, hotter people.
People.
Hotter.
Yeah.
Like
hotter.
You'll be hotter.
Yeah.
Every episode we do, we get hotter, and it honestly just like makes our burdens worse, but we do it for you guys because we're so selfless and
we're
modest.
We're so strong.
We're modest.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think she really captures what being sexy is like, because it's so much more than what we typically think
than
of it.
Than the sex appeal. Than
yeah.
That. It's so much more.
It's
than
so
that.
Much more. It's like this essence, this kind of energy, and this
aura.
Flavor. Aura points.
I'm not laughing. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to take a second after that one.
Okay. Well, maybe we should hear the song.
Get sexy.
Sexy to someone. I'm so excited,
I'm so
y'all.
Sexy right now.
I'm so... Yeah, you are.
part.
Like reader of my mind.
Claro que sí.
Claro que sí.
Claro que sí. I saw a meme. Julia showed me a meme today that was like English speakers be like, okay. And then it was Spanish speakers be like, and it was a picture of Claro.
What?
And I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about you. That would have been such a good song. Thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no.
What song is this?
Frank Ocean. Frank.
Oh, Frank.
Oh,
what?
Is that Bjork? What was that? Bjork.
My name is Bjork.
And your television is about to explode.
What's the next song? Talk about it. By the way, you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Ooh.
Sorry, guys.
Like spoiled milk right there. Ooh.
Yep.
I think I just vocalized him for like an hour. Anyways, like every time I show up here. Low-key every time anywhere.
Yeah. Us on the way to the studio. Nora was walking down the stairs like a Roblox
like a
character.
Pumpkin.
Okay, but talk about Radiohead.
Basically, Basically, I'm just sending all my love and my Valentine out to all my Valentine's love to my Valentine.
Yourself?
Myself.
I'm sending all my love to everybody in the world.
My love to everyone who's hot. There's hot people out there that know who they are, that should know who they are. And I know where they are.
You want to say any names?
No.
Oh my God, he's nervous.
I'm blushing. But you know what? All the hot people, this next song's dedicated to you and dedicated to Henry right here in front of me.
Oh, thanks, Nora.
To this podcast, what is this?
Podcast? Call me Joe Rogan up in here.
Whoa. To this thing, because I enjoy this. What
the
is
show,
this?
Our
radio
show.
Yes.
What is this? Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Oh, is that copyright?
No.
But basically, y'all need to know, you are all I need. Everything. This song is crazy. The ending is so beautiful, and it's so beautiful. And just happy Valentine's to all of you.
I hope Cupid's
arrow hit you and your lover, and you get to be with all your friends and lovers and people and family.
And every day before I left the house, my dad would say, be kind to everybody. Just spread love to everybody. Be kind to everybody, guys. Don't
forget.
The
world is love, and love is connection.
That's why Valentine's is here. It's here so we can show that we have love.
Love is everywhere.
In a time like this, we need love.
Love is everywhere, and cherish it. And that's it.
Yeah. Get ready.
Good night. See you next week.
Good night. Thanks for listening. Hot Topic Center people.